You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This comes from somebody who does not want us to use their name. You'll understand why maybe here in a second. She says, call me Kate.
Okay, Kate.
So we will. She writes, what would you do if someone you cared about very much was making an obvious mistake in marrying someone? We got to jump in right there. Let's talk about that before we get to the rest of her note. I know there are times when everyone, I'm not talking about one person who doesn't like you or one person who doesn't want you to get married, but there are times when the consensus is that this is a horrific mistake, and yet it ends up working out, you know, in the long run.
Yeah.
But I would also say, I think when you get a consensus, it's because the crowd pretty much knows that that couple is not going to last. And I'll bet 8 times out of 10, they don't last. So it's funny how sometimes it's so obvious to everyone except the people who are in it.
Well, yeah, yeah. They're in love and they spend all this money and...
Yeah, at least one of them's in love. What would you do if someone you cared about very much was making an obvious mistake in marrying someone? Does it do any good to try to talk someone out of making that mistake? Would anyone ever listen to advice when it comes to the person they're marrying? If I'm going to say something, I need to make a move pretty soon before it's too late. Could you make this one of the segments on your show? I'm really curious if I should. And this is key here. Let me say this slowly. She writes, I'm really curious if I should open my mouth and potentially ruin my relationship with this person or just let them go off and screw up their life.
Yeah, there you go.
Call me Kate.
All right, nosy Kate.
And you know what? Think about that for a second. She's exactly right. Because if you are so convinced that they are going to screw up their life, you would say, well, as somebody who cares for them. And she only said someone you care about very much. So I don't know if this is a friend or like a potential.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, you could speak up and say, I don't see this working out. You guys are not good for each other. And it could totally backfire on you. And they could be together forever. You just don't know. You can't tell the future.
It could potentially ruin her relationship with this person.
I say you don't say anything and you just sit back and enjoy the show.
See, the reason I didn't, because I have spoken up before. I spoke up with one of my sisters who was planning on getting married. And I went back and forth in my own head for weeks. So I can't say anything. It's my sister. Yeah. She's marrying this guy. And then I finally did it. I spoke up. I said, I don't think you should marry this guy.
Okay. What would she say?
She, you know what? She thanked me for caring, but she said, you're wrong. It's going to be fine. She married him, and I don't think they made it 4 years.
Oh, 5 years. Okay. Well, they made it a little while, I guess.
Yeah, but he was a bigger disaster than I even thought.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What did she see in him?
Who can ever answer that question, right? Because we're all guilty of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all guilty of getting into relationships where you look back and like, God, what was I thinking? What was I doing?
I'm pretty much 88.7% sure that Nick Nack's dad and stepmom did not want her marrying me. It was just a general vibe and a feeling. And as far as I know, they never spoke up and said anything to her. I should ask her. I don't think they did.
She would tell you now, too.
She would totally tell me now. But, yeah, like, here we are 20 years and 2 kids later, you know, and they could suck it. But I could tell. I could just tell that they did not want me to marry her. We just had different points of view on a few things. And, it worked out.
Boy, this is like a classic question. If you know someone that you care very deeply about is marrying the wrong person and you know it's going to end poorly, do you speak up and say something or do you just let it happen? And there are enough stories of people who have tried to do the right thing and say something and it ended up costing them a friendship or a relationship or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. Let's get on some phone calls here and see what people say about this. Like Tammy, who's patiently holding. Tammy, what do you think about this?
Yeah, good morning, boys. I totally think she should say it something. I think, you know, she really loves the person. I think she kind of owes it to the person to tell her what
it
she thinks.
It sounds to me like she's going to say something either way this lands this morning or, you know, how much we talk about the reasons why you shouldn't. I feel like she's going to anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it could backfire, but I really think she should say something.
I think she's a busybody.
Oh,
maybe.
I really do.
She may be, but I don't know that necessarily in this case. I mean, I don't think my sister thought of me as a busybody when I was. I mean, if it's somebody you care about.
Depends on how much she's like interjecting herself into this person's life already and other people's lives. I guess I'd need to see that, too. If she's always giving advice, always poking her nose in. I'd have to
see. That is true. But we don't know.
I had a similar situation and where I was the person that Kate is concerned about, and I wish people would have said something.
Oh, Tammy.
Yeah, but okay, so, now, but be honest. But be honest.
But
would you have listened?
I figured
would
it
you
out
have listened?
Too late. No. I figured it out on my own before it was too late, though.
Oh, did you? Okay, that's good. You didn't go through with it?
Yeah, that's the... I have a hard time believing that very many people would listen to that advice and take it. You know?
It's, absolutely, especially with like how much planning it takes to put into a wedding, you know?
Well, out of 100 people... Out of 100 people, even if you hadn't really gotten deep into the planning, like if you'd just gotten engaged or whatever, out of 100 people, how many would listen to the advice and do something about it? Maybe one?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, it'd make you dig in your heels and be like, screw you, I'm going to show you.
I think there's a lot of truth in that. Tammy, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Tam.
Thanks, you too. Bye, guys.
And getting the money back from the caterer is horrible. I mean, you're not going to get it back.
Yeah. Well,
you've already purchased the centerpieces.
Here's Sarah. Sarah, what do you think? Should you try to talk somebody out of it or not?
Good morning, boys. I think, personally, I've gone through, similar to Tammy, I was the person that wished I had been told about all of the red flags. So I say if it's someone you care about, you definitely should speak up, you know, when someone's in that, they've got blinders on and they might be not seeing the things you're seeing.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have listened either, Sarah. You know you wouldn't have.
Well, that was an interesting point, too. I don't know. Maybe I would have. But at the same time, it might have saved you a lot of heartbreak down the road.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And it also might depend on who the person was who was telling you that.
Yeah, if it's your mom or if it's just a coworker.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on, like...
If it's someone that knows you both really well, you know, and for me, if it was, you know, one of my parents or my siblings, I would have taken it seriously.
But wasn't it kind of nice to learn from this heartbreak and learn from this experience? I mean, did in some roundabout way it made you stronger and made you look out for things now in your future? I mean, was it beneficial at all to go through this?
I mean, yeah, I can look back now and laugh and thank God, you know, we didn't get married and now happily married and, you know, life takes its course and things get better.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you got a good story out of it.
When you were going through it.
Yeah, like Shannon wrote into us and she said, if she's not in love, it likely won't make a difference. But, you know, we have to, again, if we're being honest, a lot of people are getting married and they're not necessarily in love. They just feel like they'll never meet anyone else. And so they kind of settle and they're like, well, all my friends are getting married, so I'm going to get married. And they're not necessarily feeling, you know, the butterflies. They almost feel an obligation sometimes to get married. And if this person asked or this person suggested it, well, I might as well.
Everybody's doing it. Yeah,
that happens a lot.
Yes, definitely. And you don't want to, you know, you've got ties to the other person's family and friends, and so you're not just losing that one person.
Ah, oh, that's true. Yeah, their posse. You're losing their posse too.
Solid point,
Sarah. That's right.
Or maybe Kate just really wants this woman's fiance, and she's going to tell her, don't marry him, because
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of assumptions going on here. She never said it was a woman.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. But, I mean, let's just say, I mean, in a weird, twisted way, maybe Kate wants the person that the other person is with.
You know what happens when you assume.
Right. You know, and your point applies. Your point applies even if it's not a woman that she wants to tell, but a guy, because she could have designs on him. So she wants to tell him you're making a big mistake.
Who knows?
We don't know.
Who knows?
Sarah, I'm glad you called. Have a terrific day, okay?
Bye, Sarah.
Yeah, you too, boys. Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate your call so much. Time for one more. It's this dude, Jeff. Jeff, what do you think? Should Kate speak up or not?
Definitely not.
Why not?
And so the only good outcome, there's no good outcome, but, you know, Dom, you had said that you spoke up to your sister, and that's the only thing that it could work out well for, is if you spoke up and then you had she decided not to get married and thanked you later. But if you speak up and you say, don't get married, and they do get married, then, and it works out well, then you have that thing, then you always have it holding over.
Every holiday is going to be super awkward then when they're around you. And
right.
And she knows in the back of her head, every time she makes eye contact with you, Jeff, that you said, don't marry this guy.
You know, Jeff, thank you very much for your call. You're making a good point. And you know something else is, imagine for a moment that you tell somebody, like, we'll just use my example. Like, imagine that my sister had said, well, you know what? I really trust your judgment, little brother. Blah, 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 so I'm not going to marry him. She could have not married that guy. Then she wouldn't know what a complete disaster it would have been. And she might have gone the rest of her life. Let's say she never met anybody else, because she certainly did, but she may not. And then all her life, she'd be like, damn, Dominic kept me from marrying that guy. I bet that would have turned out great.
Right, yes.
Because nobody's got a crystal ball. We don't know.
That's right.
So she could have taken my advice and then regretted the fact or resented the fact that I told her.
And then had a bunch of cats at her house.
Right.
What was the consensus? I think the consensus was say something. Most people on text are saying say, I think.
It seems fairly split.
It's a little half and half, isn't
Courtney
it?
Just said, I had the talk with my best friend about her fiance, but continued to support any decision she made.
Oh, that's a good friend.
And now she's going through the problems with him, and all you can do is be there for them. That's the truth.
Yep.
That's the truth.
And you can't say I told you so either. You know, you've just got to comfort and care.
Right. And I'm glad that Courtney had that talk and they still remain friends. So.
Yeah.
That's good. Cynthia says, what the hell? If there's a concern about a guy, well, it could be a person, doesn't have to be a guy. Why wait till you're getting married? Well, I think sometimes friends wait around, Cynthia, to see. They hope that their friend is going to find out on their own. They don't want to be a busybody. And until they said that, your friend then says, well, now we're engaged. You're like, all right, well, now I got to speak up.
Uh-huh, exactly. Now's my time to get into your business.
I think we often hope that they're going to leave of their own volition.
Yeah.
But they don't.